In the parsha of this week, the Holy Torah is telling us when they built the Mishkan, the Midrash is saying the book of Vayikra was supposed to start from this parsha of this week, Parshat Shmini, because the two first parshiot are talking on sacrifices. So why are we starting with sacrifices before we have Mishkan? The sacrifice has been sacrificed only after build the Mishkan. Only after they build the Mishkan they started to burn, to sacrifice the sacrifices. There are a few answers on that. Answers that come to explain to us that we're going to understand that the purpose of all sacrifices it's a way to get closer to Hashem. Now that they build the Mishkan, build Beit HaMikdash, asking permission from Rav Naftali. So the Torah is coming and telling us the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Aviru, they took their machtot, lit fire, the incense. They sacrificed foreign fire in front of Hashem Yitzbarach. The fire came from Hashem and ate them. And they died in front of Hashem.
And
Moshe said to Aaron what did Hashem said, that the ones that were close to Hashem they would die, and they were going to bring forgiveness to all of the people, and Aaron accepted it quietly. Chazal said what the Rashi wrote. But on our issue it's written Vayidom Aaron, that Aaron was accepting it with quiet. And I looked at it. What it means, Vayidom Aaron? Vayidom means that he had a perfect faith. A man can be quiet in his mouth, but inside he got a storm inside. Aaron, he had a perfect faith. That he accepted it with a perfect love. Perfect love. It's a huge level of faith. Such a huge test. Two elder son. It's a huge test. It's not a little bit that he woke up a little bit late and now he's a little bit sad and then he can be quiet 100%. That he thinks to himself, Aaron, it means that he had such a faith that he accepted everything that Hashem done with him, everything that he went through in his life, he accepted with a perfect faith. Perfect faith, he accepted it. It's a huge, huge level. Our Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, is writing in the sixth Torah in Likutei Moharan that the main part of tshuva, that the man is going to hear his insulting and be quiet. Idom v'ishtok. Why Rabbeinu is writing also Yidom and also Yishtok? Shalom is saying Yidom before of Ishtok. Ishtok, it's to close the mouth. Yidom is inside. The fact that he's closing his mouth is going to come out of a point of real faith, inner faith. That when someone insults him, this is what the Hashem wants. It's the best thing for me. This is the best thing for me. To be so insulted, this is the best condition that can be for me. Accepting it with faith, and then he's quiet. It's true that there are levels in it. Like that it's written, being insulted and not answering. People that hear their disgrace and not answering back, doing out of love and happy with the suffering. There are a lot of levels. There is a level that people that are quiet only in the mouth, inside he's insulted. So he's not quiet in a way. Inside he is insulting, but it's also a level, it's a good level. That he's not answering back, insulting back. He's quiet. Hear their disgrace and not answering back. It's also a level. What are those two levels? What's the difference between them? The first, that he's insulted, he's not answering back, but he's explaining himself. No, you don't understand me, you didn't understand. He gives answers. Hear the disgrace and not answering back, he's still not in a level that he's receiving that insulting with faith, but he's not talking, he's not answering, no answers. Doing out of love, it's a level of faith. And happy with the suffering, he loves the one that rebuked him, that insulted him. He knows that that person is just a messenger, and Hashem is the one that insulted him. Happy to accept the suffering, it's a higher level. Happy to be insulted. On them it's written, the one that achieved that level, levels of faith. Yidom v'ishtok, that Rabbeinu is writing, to come to a faith and then to be quiet, inner quiet, that comes from complete faith. But actually he knows that Hashem is insulting me, and it's the best thing for me. It's wonderful. Thank you, Hashem. So actually, from that we can understand that the main part of tshuva, achieving tshuva, depends in faith. The purpose is faith. The purpose of this world is faith. The purpose of the Torah is faith. All ways that we can explain. But by that observation, we can see that tshuva, you can achieve only when a person has faith. So how a man going to have faith? For sure that all of the advice are very important. Learning Torah, Kedushah, keep Torah, Mitzvot, brings you faith. To pray that you're going to have faith. To learn on faith. But our Rebbe is saying to us, path to a complete faith, that the man every day is confessing in front of Hashem on all of his sins. Why this is the way for a complete faith? Because when a man believes that Hashem sees him always and hears him always, and he knows all of his actions always, and he's not confessing, so you contradict yourself. You believe or you don't believe. This is one thing. Second thing, what's the reason, the main reason that a man is coming to all of his difficulties, to sin? What's the reason? Lack of faith. If a man was glued to Hashem, he wouldn't sin. He wouldn't sin at all. If he was glued to Hashem, he would keep mitzvot with no intention, just like that. just to fulfill his obligation? Of course not. He would do everything with enthusiasm. He would be happy to serve Hashem. So the roots of all sins is lack of faith of the human being. When a man came to this world, we can see that he came just to be glued to Hashem Yitzhak all of the time. This is why the tshuva is supposed to be on the root. That the man that confessed in the right way, he's saying, Ribono Shel Olam, I break this sin and that, I sin. But what's the root? And then a man is deluded to Hashem. It comes, so from now we can understand that on the moment, by that confession, on those moments that he was deluded to Hashem Yitzhak, he's confessing and he's saying, I didn't believe in you, Hashem Yitzhak, I'm regretting the fact that I wasn't deluded to you. Help me that from now on I'm going to be connected to you.
So
this, why this is the biggest advice to achieve faith, the confession in the deluded. With that advice, a man can observe and check and look and find every moment in his life that he wasn't glued to Hashem. Help me to be glued to you in faith, in a perfect way. Every moment. Now you need to sit, you need to remember Hashem. Every moment you need to think of it, to remember Hashem. You need to observe what Hashem is saying to me now, what's going on with me now. Look on the Torah, look on... Thank you, Hashem. What do you want me to learn from it? What can I do? Live the faith. All of the time he lives faith. When a man is glued to prayer, so for sure, it's obvious. All of the time he's standing in front of Hashem. How should I say every word? To enthusiasm and to be happy. To be excited to serve Hashem in Barak. But if I'm not doing it, I'm lack of faith. I'm going to pray on that. The man is judging himself every day on every detail in his life. On every detail, because every detail you can check, you can find in that detail if you were glued to Hashem or not. In every point, in every moment, was I glued to Hashem or you weren't? So if a person is going to have that merit to calculate every moment, you should check himself every moment, on every moment in his life. So then, for sure, he would have that merit that his faith would grow and grow. The one that gives wisdom to the man, let me observe why Rabbeinu is hanging. He said that the complete faith depends in the confession. Only by that a man going to confess every day. Why Rabbeinu attach those two things together? That's the advice, the main advice. The one that gives the wisdom, he let me understand it by what we learn now on Vaidom Aaron, that Aaron was quiet. How you achieve such a level of Vaidom, to be so glued to Hashem. Such a storm go inside of him and he's not being confused at all. And even more so, all of his life, that a man should be glued to Hashem. In the simple tests of every day, here a man is sad and here a person is confused. Based on what? What happened? It's not that something big happened. A drop here, something about money, every small thing, and the man is confused totally. To achieve that level of to be quiet like Aaron, really to accept every moment of your life, every second of your life, to accept it with faith. Really. And don't think to yourself really. People that sit here in the yeshiva, they're so far from faith. I'm not talking about people that not listen to our classes. How many of the chimir doesn't have shalom bayit? And it's a result of lack of faith. Perfect lack of faith. How many Avrachim doesn't have shalom bayit here? They don't know at all how to observe and everything with faith. All of that book, Garden of Peace, it's a book of faith. All of that book. not to say nothing bad to the wife, because a man should believe and pray on it every day. Hashem, let me believe that everything that I see on my wife and I hear from my wife, it's all you. This is how that you want. If I want to say bad comments, I should tell them to you, not to my wife. Because who wanted the things to be like that? You. Give me complete faith. But everything that I see, why not saying bad things? Because we believe that this is what Hashem wants. Hashem, you want to change it? You're going to change it. To hurt your wife, hurt the honor, the respect of your wife. Every bad comment is a crack in the house. If a person doesn't have shalom bayit, it means that he doesn't work on faith. Aaron was quiet, he was accepting it all with quiet. It's all perfect, this is the best thing. This is it, in an inner way, he lives there. Hashem wants it to be like that. And even more so, the person that his wife, every small thing she's telling him what to do, for sure that Aaron accepts it with faith and he's quiet. Also on the issue of money, parnasa, a lot of our people have those tests here. But one thing depends on the other. Need to learn Garden of Peace and also Briti Shalom. If a man is not holy, all of the words that he hears, it's words that fly surrounds him. He doesn't have no connection with them. He's not holy, he doesn't have no connection, not to faith. He doesn't learn Torah. He just read the letters of the Torah. No connection to the Torah. Tikkun HaBrit. Tikkun of the brain, fixing the brain, the covenant, to read the book Brit Shalom daily. Daily. And to pray that half an hour. To say thank you, Hashem Bach, that you let me pray that half an hour, and I give the merit to all of Am Israel to read that book that Rav Shalom wrote. For bachelors and for married people, that everyone is going to have the merit to fix the foundation. Every man should pray every day. Someone made a small book that he quoted things on Kedusha, but it's not the, and it called also Brit Shalom, but it's not that book of Rav Shalom. A few words written over there, but it's, they called it Brit Shalom. This is why I'm saying all of the time the book Brit Shalom that I wrote. Also, that book is very important, but with all of the respect, the main advice doesn't written. How can it be that a man that learns faith, and you're going to be surprised to hear, Avrech, that everyone here, he doesn't have shalom bayit because he doesn't have faith. Don't think that I'm exaggerating. He doesn't have faith. You don't understand how much every person here is lack of faith. He doesn't have faith. I hope that he just wouldn't have shalom bayit. His house is ruined. He doesn't have faith. A drop of faith he doesn't have. doesn't have faith. Every time you hear a story, don't be surprised. People are not working on faith, not working on faith. Don't understand that all of the purpose of the human being in this world is to achieve faith. You learn Torah. Torah is supposed to bring you to the purpose that you're going to have faith. If the Torah didn't brought you to know to say hello to Hashem, if it doesn't bring you to know that whatever you're going through with your wife is all Hashem, and you see it and arguing and saying bad comments to your wife, you don't understand that it's all Hashem. The faith includes all of the faith. What it means? The faith includes all of the faith. The faith that there is a creator to the world, faith in the Torah Kedusha, faith in the righteous people, faith in himself also. Actually, this is the source, the root of all of the faith, that the man believes in himself. And what it means that he believes in himself, like we told you, that the man believes that he's better will. Like that song, pay attention to the soul. And her light, like the light of the sun, 7 times more than the sunrise, the light of sunrise. What is that soul of a Jew? Strong light, stronger 7 times than the sun. You know what? It's a soul of a Jew. It's the end of infinity. Part of God from above. The smallest part. You're going to be the smallest part. But it's a part of God. He's got all of the powers. He can do everything. You don't believe in yourself. What is your soul? You don't understand. This is the defect of all defects. From that comes all of the defects. When we're talking on faith, we're talking on the will. Faith is everything. Faith is not, I believe there is a creator. It doesn't count faith. It doesn't call faith. Faith is to believe that you have a divine soul, that you want to believe in the creator. You want to believe in the creator. What did I want to wake you up? That you're going to start praying on faith. And also you're going to want to make confessions, mamash, to the details. Very. Here I forgot you. Here I didn't remember you. But I want to. I believe in my will. I want to. Not to believe in his will, it means that he starts to chase himself. He doesn't believe in himself. Only when a man believes in himself, so he can do tshuva, he can confess. Because if not, he's entering into chasing after himself and blaming himself. The purpose is to see what I lack of and to know that I want and to ask on that. To know what I lack of and to know that I want it. And I want it and I'm asking on it. When a man doesn't remember the will, he will not gonna reach nothing. If he doesn't remember his will, he's just falling to chase after himself, sadness, depression, and confusion. You need to remember, to remember faith all of the time. To remember the faith. Not to forget Hashem for one second. Even more so in prayers. To remember Hashem Yitbarach when I'm praying, first of all, and after it, when I'm talking to you, that I'm going to feel connected. And after it, to remember all Hashem all day long. First of all, to remember Hashem when you pray. If you don't remember your will, you cannot do tshuva. Blaming yourself, chasing after yourself. I need to remember my place. My place is that I haven't gotten married yet, haven't achieved it yet, but I want it and I'm praying on it. When you want it, you can believe. So now your prayer is with faith. Hashem is accepting your prayer. You want. When I was doing it, Bodedut, I pray on how I'm going to connect everything to faith. And Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand everything you need to connect to faith, Baruch Hashem. Faith, it means to believe in Hashem, in the Torah, to believe in myself, that I also just want Hashem. Then, this is perfect. Like that we explained that before. A man should achieve that level that he's confessing all of the time. And really, we don't know how to thank Hashem. That really, the world, they should be jealous in our Purim. We're thanking Hashem Yitbarach, kindness of Hashem, thanking Hashem. That wonderful Purim that we had that merit every year. Kindness of Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. We need to prepare ourselves to that point of between the times and Pesach to be concentrated. We heard our Rabbi Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen, Hashem gonna keep him alive and healthy. Amen. It's a gift that Hashem give him to us. Hashem gonna help us. He gives us an example for a person that is glued to the purpose, to the Torah. What that he started, stories that he's telling 40 years ago, when he was a little kid, 45 years ago, outside of the city was Bar Ilan. Bar Ilan was already outside of the Jerusalem. Cows were walking here. And how he was serving Hashem Yitbarach in Purim, learning Torah, even more so us, always to be glued to the Holy Torah. A gift Hashem gave us. People are sitting in Beis Midrash. How praiseworthy we are. Don't think to yourself, you should know. There is huge kindness. Really, it's a string of kindness here. Huge kindness here. That people can sit here and to know it's a merit to sit, to learn Holy Torah, to strengthen ourselves. Someone is asking if a person has a bad attribute, on what he should pray, on that bad attribute or on faith. All the bad attributes are coming from lack of faith. But a man should pray on the faith that is connected to that attribute. Let's say, for example, that a man has got the attribute of anger. Please, Hashem, cancel the attribute of anger. It will not going to help him. It's going to help a little bit. Every prayer is helping a little bit. Something. But if he will pray on the faith, that by that he will have that wisdom. Because every bad attribute is coming from lack of wisdom. He will receive the wisdom that's connected to that point. Let's give examples. Asking for Hashem, give me the wisdom that I'm going to know that everything that I see, this is what that you want. And that I will cancel my will in front of your will. Why I was angry with you? He's observing on it with faith. Why I was angry? Because I thought that it was against my will. It was against my will. But this is what that you want, Hashem. I want to change it. I can pray on it. But for now, I need to accept what that you want. To pray on the faith that connects and belongs to that attribute. Sadness, it's also a bad attribute. Every bad attribute is coming from lack of faith, lack of wisdom. When a man completes his wisdom, he completes everything. Pray on that bad attribute, but not just like that. Cancel that bad midah. Also that prayer you should pray. But the main power to invest on faith, to know, give me wisdom. We talked about the husk of a man, that every moment a man should be happy that he have the marriage to keep mitzvot, no matter what happened until now and what's going to be. Now we need to be happy. Isn't it worth it for you to be happy with that mitzvah that you have? What's the connection about what it were and what it's going to be? Now Hashem is helping. I don't know what's going to be in the future. What do I care? The happiness that we should have, that we are keeping mitzvot now, cancel the husk of a man. To be happy. To be happy. And it's a job, it's a work, it's an effort of a lot of it, bodedut. Someone was asking if a woman, she bought something that doesn't written the kashrut on it, that it's not kosher. Does the husband allow to tell her in a nice way not to bring something like that to the house? So first of all, like we said, to say bad comments, we're not saying. She's going to buy without kashrut. First of all, that you're going to have shalom bayit. After it, when that thing finished, when that is not already in the house anymore, talking, by the way, that today we heard the shiur, class, that thing is, after a few days, not connected at all. You know, you heard. She will not gonna feel that someone is saying bad things to her. You're gonna ask something, by the way, on the time that it's there, that will be with no hechshel. Just first of all, there's going to be peace in the house. And after it, after a few days, like I wrote in the book Garden of Peace, not in the time, after a few days, and also then, by the way, during a conversation, someone talked about hechshelim in the yeshiva, you're telling. I didn't pay attention, never on that. And then, while during the conversation, this kashrut, this hechsher is not something good to eat. And if she's gonna buy it again, don't say nothing. You should know. Keep your shalom bayit. Finally, you're gonna have all of the most meudarim hechsherim, the best hechsherim. When a man doesn't know how to guard his shalom bayit, after it, hear a story. A relative, something close that came, an avrech. He didn't know how to guard his shalom bayit. I told him, you're right in everything. Your wife, she wants to go to the rabbanut. So you're right, alright, let's say you're right. You're breaking the book, Garden of Peace. You're breaking the book, Garden of Peace. You're breaking what it's written in the book Garden of Peace. So now you're right. Alright, your wife is going to the Rabbanut. You succeeded. Alright? Beautiful. Great. So what's going to be now? Now you're going to have that hechsher? Now you don't have a house. You don't have a house if you don't have shalom bayit. How many times I was quiet. Everything. I was let it go, let it be, and with the help of heaven, out of love, only the win, only the peace will win, only the peace will win, also inside the house, also generally in Am Yisrael. No fight gonna bring nothing good to the world, no fight, only love gonna win, because this is Hashem. Bring Hashem into your house. Avrech is asking, what's going to be with the wife she's not wearing in a modest way in the house? So he will not going to say nothing in the half an hour that you're praying. Pray to say bad comments, you're not allowed to pray. Please, mashallah, have mercy on me, help me, don't leave me in that test, not inside of my house. I'm barely standing in the test outside. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam. No test. Even more so, harder in the house. All of the half an hour doing that. To say bad comments, we're not doing it. No bad comments. Just only if you find a way, and when you in peace while you're talking, generally not gonna seem as bad comments at all. While we're talking in, with wisdom, that you're not gonna feel that he's saying something that's connected to him. And also that it's only b'diavad after the fact. We saw it in the sense. What it means to say a bad comment, it's the thing that you have the power to change something. What it's prayer? Prayer, it means that you know that Hashem only can change things. To say bad comments, it's to try to change something with your own power. Prayer is to count on Hashem Yitbarach. Don't lose your Shalom Bayit. Finally, you're going to have everything. If you're going to lose your Shalom Bayit, Chas Shalom, you can lose everything. There will not going to be a house in the end. Like we saw a lot of situations, people that came after the house already ruined. And now what's going to do? The wife, she wants to go to the Rabbanut. You're right, she's not modest. All right, but now you lost your house. Now what are you going to left with? Your wife, once she wasn't modest, now you don't have her at all. So what's better for you? Not to say bad words, not to break Gana Shalom. Not to argue with your rabbi. The one that's arguing with his rabbi like he's arguing with the Shekhinah Kedoshah. That book is written, been accepted in all of the wide world. No number to the families that book saved. And you're sitting here and learning in the yeshiva and you're not keeping that book. People that never saw me, doesn't know me, they're keeping that book. And you that sits here in the yeshiva, you're breaking the rules of Gana Shalom. I'm telling you, I canceled all of my will, and I had huge, strong will. I canceled huge, very important things. And I was just praying until that Hashem gave me that wisdom. I was just giving and giving. For now, this is the place that I need to stand in. Just first of all, to keep my Shalom Bayit. I gave in. Peace is bigger, that nothing is bigger than Shalom Bayit. First of all, that you're going to have Shalom Bayit. I didn't say that you were not going to want it, really, to give in on that, that you were not going to want it at all. You will. You see that it's urgent for you. All right, so do half an hour on that. Pray on that. Like we said on that issue of modesty. So pray on that. After that, it's going to be arranged, going to be fixed. So move to the next thing. So it's going to take 6 months, 1 year. But finally, you're going to achieve it. There are more avrechim that came to, wives of avrechim that came to me and told me they want to leave the houses. Inside our yeshiva, people that don't have Shalom Bayit, it's a crime. In heaven, they're going to tell him you're a criminal. In a different place, they're going to say, you mistake, you didn't know. Alright, you were busy. You didn't know. But here they're going to say, you're mezid, you're doing it on purpose. So many classes we heard, the books, talking on faith, and you don't have peace in your house? Someone is asking. If someone feels sick and even pills, nothing doesn't help him, what should he do? Should he pray on faith? He should ask from Hashem, Hashem, let me find a way how to do tshuva, on what I need tshuva, have mercy on me, that I will not going to be cancelled from learning Torah. Need to pray on everything together, everything that bothers him.
זה אברך, זה, גם אלו
Susan Avrech is telling that also he had a problem on modesty in his house, and Hashem helped him and listened to his prayer, and Baruch Hashem things much better. Like I said, first of all, that you're going to have a house. After you think about how to make that house to be arranged. People that their house is broken, the children are outside. Horrible situation. It's a horrible situation. A Jew that was ready now to shut his mouth just to be back in his house. And this is it. She's not willing to accept him. How many prayers now that Hashem gonna give in her heart to forgive him? That she gonna agree? Months on months, I'm strengthening him to pray, to do tshuva and tshuva and tshuva. In the beginning, they're arguing, playing like they have powers. When you're outside of the house, can you do something? This is it. All of that issue of Tikkun HaBrit, holiness, it depends in faith. Britin HaEmunat Lo, the covenant, it depends on faith. If a man has the level that a man is praying just like that, simple, cancel all of my lusts, all of my desires, what's going on? What's the result going to be? That a man is going to have the ability to close his eyes and to be glued to Hashem. And he will see only Hashem. And this is why his will is going to be only connected to Hashem. When a man is lifting his eyes, opening his eyes, he drops the will. It's a level. This is the beginning. There are a lot more higher levels than that, but we need to talk on the beginning, how to cancel the lust, the desires, how to guard our eyes. You cannot pray on things that are still very far from you. Also, in the future, going to pray on that. With help of heaven, I want to make a class for women. I need to convince my wife on that, to achieve that. I tried a few times. Rabbeinu said that it's important in every house to be the book of Likutei Moharan in every house. Really, that every house will have the book Likutei Moharan. It's very important. Someone is asking, if a woman is not modest, it's because that her husband is not saying to her compliments. Can be, very much it can be, that her husband is ignoring her. He doesn't pay attention to her. And this is also something that you need to pray on. Every day, listen. Those are things that I told you. You need to pray on them every day. It's a test of every day. What for an example? Guarding your eyes. This is something that you should pray on it every day. Also Shalom Bayit. It's something that you should pray on it every day. I'm telling to you on myself. Every day I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me faith that everything that happens with my wife, even though that I'm thanking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in my house to say bad words to my wife, it's very far from me. But I'm praying on it every day because suddenly it can be. So because that test can come, so that whatever I see in my wife, that I know I'm going to remember, this is what that you want, that I'm not going to forget it every day. Thank you, Hashem, that I have Shalom Bayit, that we all of Am Yisrael going to have Shalom Bayit, all of Am Yisrael going to learn the book B'rit Shalom. After it, I'm asking, please, Ribono Shel Olam, that really I'm going to have that marriage, to be connected to my wife in a perfect way, with huge love, to be connected to his wife, that they're going to be one. Not only ceasefire, really that you need to be connected, that I'm going to remember, that I'm going to make her happy, and I'm giving myself examples, because the wife, she needs it, she needs your intention. Don't think that your wife, she needs your husband to be an angel. She needs her husband to give her compliments, to talk to her. All of the time she needs something. So if you're praying on it, putting signs to yourself, she received her tzumet lev, her patience, intention. the Yetzirah is coming to ruin houses. And Rabbeinu is writing that all of the Yetzirah is coming to ruin houses. Because every house that is ruined, this is it. Everything becomes to be in the hand of Yetzirah. The husband, the wife, the children. Hashem is going to save the children. This is it. He gained all of the cake. Yeah, perfect. He's working on one issue and he receives everything. Doesn't need to invest on other things. What's going to be with the husband? What's going to be with the children? This is it. To be wise. To be wise. To learn the book Garden of Peace. To remember every chapter and chapter. First place. No comments. To know that it's all faith. To pray on it daily. Every day we should pray on it. Every day. A man should be awake. A man should be awake. It cannot be that in our yeshiva people would not have shalom bayit. It cannot be. Every avrech here is going to take himself, judge himself, put all of your effort, read those, learn those books, B'riti Shalom, Dana Shalom, only in prayers. And I wrote it a few times. How many times I warned you on that? Not to talk to the wife, not to separate yourself from your wife, not to try to talk to her. A young avrech cannot think about prishut, being separated from his wife. It was a hidden tzaddik, Rav Zohar, that he was very holy, very hidden, righteous man, that it was a miracle that I reached him. No one could reach him, and I had a miracle. His house was closed. No one can understand. If you were not going to see it, you were not going to be able to understand what it means to see that man. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me, with his kindness, that he let me be close to him, and I talked to him. I talked to him about Prishut. He told me, you're a young Avrech. What are you talking about Prishut, being separated from your wife physically? Prishut is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. A man should pray that he's going to have the breaks. Also going to be maybe a little bit longer. Believe in the power of prayers. All of the effort, it's effort of holiness, achieving holiness. To cancel the lusts and the desires. I wrote that in the book B'riti Shalom, and I wrote, said it again and again, that the man Chas V'Shalom will talk to his wife, he is full with lusts, and he's blaming his wife like that he is the one to be blamed. You are sick and you're blaming her. Everyone is going to understand more. We cannot say more details. Strengthen yourself. Guard your shalom bayit. Don't be stupid. Watch over your children. Rabbi Yehuda Lev Frank, his marriage is going to protect us all. That he is the mohel of all of our children. He said, people think that I didn't have problems of shalom bayit, but we had problems of shalom bayit, but we knew how to be quiet and how to pray. Amen. He's got children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And then you have the marriage to see your children, to see your grandchildren. Children see shalom bayit, peace in the house, this is the success. This is the success. They saw peace in the house. This is it. They have everything. They saw Hashem. I'm asking that every avrech, instead that I'm going to sit and waste time to bring peace back into your houses, please. You think I have the power for that? You should know how. You avrechim, you know how to do 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You need your wife to be happy, not less than that. Not less than that. First of all, pray not to say no bad words to your wife. I'm telling him, don't tell her nothing. Why are you telling so many bad things to your wife? He's saying, what, this is bad words? This is, they said, yes. They're not getting it. Not praying on it daily. Daily I'm praying on it. That I will not gonna say nothing bad to my wife, even accidentally. And to give in on everything. And you're not breaking halakhot. You're breaking your will. You're canceling your will. It's your will. So I'm not going to say that it's your lust and desires. Let's say it's your will, okay? It's your will. You want to be chassid. Chassid, it doesn't mean that it's become to be higher than the Oraita. You want imaginations. If you're going to achieve your imaginations with prayers, so Be'ezrat Hashem, it will not going to be counted as imaginations. But for now, it's imaginations. You want to achieve something, you should pray on it. Sometimes a man is helping a lot in the house, but suddenly he's got that fear that he may be forever going to have to help. Help in the house is only because people don't know how to make shalom bayit. If you know how to make shalom bayit, your wife, she doesn't need your help. To help in the house, you don't need to help in the house. When you have peace in the house, I almost never help in the house. Once in a while, something small before of Pesach maybe. When you have shalom bayit, you don't need to help in the house. Peace in the house, it's peace in the house. You respect your wife, you love your wife, not saying no bad comments, make her the first place. So she's happy in her life. She's happy. So what now she needs? So she loves you, so she lets you do whatever you need to do. She hates you, so she wants you to be there, that she's gonna give you all signs that until you're gonna wake up. She wants to make you a slave, that you're gonna clean, that you're gonna help. It reminds me of a joke. A husband is washing dishes and he's telling his wife, you know what I'm buying for you for the birthday? Dishwasher. It's a joke. He's buying it for himself, not for her. What's the connection between helping to the in the house? Your wife really, she needs help? Or she helps something small. This is it. I almost never helped nothing in the house. And my wife, she's working outside and everything. When the wife, she's happy and she feels good, she loves you and she respects you. If she doesn't love you, so nothing gonna help. It's because that you don't love her. You're not making her happy. What it means to help in the house? It's called shalom bayit. I'm laughing on it. Don't tell me that this is shalom bayit. Don't write jokes for me that I'm going to read jokes. People are going to say, hey, what? Now you're telling not to help people, not to help their wives. Women cannot understand it. Why? She will not gonna understand why I never helped her. Hashem gave us shalom bayit, so she didn't needed me. And she, if she doesn't feel good or something, this is a different issue. Of course, that with joy you have to help and to give a hand. If she's telling to me something she needs, I'm running in the house to do with happiness, with joy. I'm running to make her a cup of tea, to make her happy. I'm doing it with joy, with happiness. Yes, yes, what did you need? Yes. You want me to throw the garbage? Yes. I would love to help that, yes. If something is heavy, your wife, she cannot do it, so you have to do it. Shalom bayit, people think that if he helps his wife, so it means that he's got shalom bayit. No connection to shalom bayit and to help the wife. It's two different things. If the wife is asking her husband to tell her bad comments, if she's begging, even she's begging, I cannot. Are you answering to her? You're perfect. You're my mirror. What do you want? You're perfect. Everything is perfect. I don't have nothing bad to tell you. I don't have. If not, chas shalom, you can meet in the Rabbanut. There are a lot of avichim here that a lot of times they're not coming to the yeshiva, they're waking up very late and they have answers, that they have tikkunim and they're going through. So really, I'm telling you, really. Say that you have lust for sleep. Say that you're depressed and sad. You need to pray on that. I'm always saying, if a person have a problem of waking up in the morning, you need to drop all of the things and to work only on that. Only on that you pray. If you're not waking up in the time and praying on time and not coming to the yeshiva on time, so what can we talk about? You need to drop all of the other things. Briti shalom to drop, everything to drop. Peace in the house. This is peace in the house. That the man's going to wake up early. Sleep early and wake up early. Peace in the house that you wake up early. And wake up early and stand up early. Breaking the time of Kriyat Shema, breaking. I can count maybe on one hand the times that I was praying after the time of Kriyat Shema. I don't even remember times like that. Not to pray in the time of Kriyat Shema, not to say Kriyat Shema and after it to pray. To pray in the time of Kriyat Shema. This is how I educated myself, because this is what the Dalakha is saying that you should do. So what it matters when I woke up, when I went to sleep, when you want something, you achieve that thing. You don't want. Time of Kriyat Shema for you, it's something that it's not in your priorities. It's not that you're going to die and not going to break that. To break the time of Kriyat Shema, it's written on that in the Gemara, this is it. This is something that twisted cannot be fixed. You cannot fix it, this is it. For eternity, that day is screwed up, defected. Which Shalom Bayit you're going to have? Which tikkunim you have? You have desire for sleep. You have sadness and depression. You should know that you're sick. Pray on your health. Be happy with your lackings. That you're not happy with your kippah. So remove your kippah. Take it off. Take it off. Say, I'm not happy with my kippah. I don't want it. Make that drill. Remove your kippah. You're not happy with your kippah. Take it off. When you're going to feel the lacking of that kippah, put it back. But now you have kippah on your head. So you need to be happy. You're not happy with the kippah, so remove it. Remove it, take it out. I'll try to give you another class on that issue, Bezat Hashem, another time. Another time I'll teach you how to make it really for the people.